The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Putting a winning team on the field is our number one priority. We can't wait to get to Denver, join our new colleagues, and get to work. I'm pleased to be here with my daughter, Carrie, my son-in-law, Greg. Working together as a family is going to be great fun on this project. It's a good business, but it's a fun business, and we're going to enjoy it. Mostly, we're just honored to steward this historic franchise, and we appreciate the opportunity.
There he is, Rob Walton, the Walton Penner Group taking over. We'll hear more from them today. They're going to be having a press conference today. But one thing Walton said yesterday that makes me absolutely 100% convinced he's not going to be a meddling owner.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Goodell.
Commissioner
Goodell. Goodell, Roger Goodell.
So, I love this Rodney Goodell guy.
So something tells me that Rob Walton's not going to be putting together scouting plans that suggest that Nathaniel Hackett needs to send the robber more on third down.
Yeah. I will tell you this, and there's a word he used that I really, and this is in all seriousness, that I really like. He said, He looks forward to the opportunity to steward this great franchise. And I think that's exactly it, man. You have a responsibility to Bronco country. You have a responsibility to the Bronco fans nationwide. You have a responsibility to this town and this state. And they are. I mean, you've got to understand that they are community property. And it's your job to steward them well. And I do believe, like you said, he will put all the parameters in place to get that done and then back out of the way and let the people who know what they're doing do it.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Pure energy. Pure energy.
Yeah, I mean, we challenge them every day. Every day we watch the tape, we call out every single thing that went wrong, and we talk about everything that went right. And we talk about why, and we try to figure out where it might have gone wrong in their minds. And I think as we figure that out all together, it's going to make us better, and I think they responded well today.
So you were out of practice yesterday. From what you could see
at
practice, when you weren't busy embracing Broncos country by signing autographs, what'd you see from this offense? Mixed reviews. Some people thought it was a pretty good day for the offense. Others thought, nope, offense continues to be kind of sloppy. It seemed like every time I looked up, the offensive line was getting blown away. Seemed like every time I looked up, there was pressure in Russell Wilson's face.
I would love to be able to see that.
Yeah. But that's what I saw.
All I saw was Sharpies and footballs. Saw a lot of Sharpies. A lot of football.
A lot of backs of people's jerseys.
Can you
sign this right over the shoulder?
Right. That's mostly what I saw.
Uh-huh. But when you were able to see some stuff.
Yeah, I think that's apparent. I mean, I think that's, that's something that on a lot of dropbacks where Russell Wilson is. And I will tell you this, man. His ability to move inside the pocket, manipulate the pocket, step up, find a crevice to throw the football. But there were a lot of plays that broke down where he's scrambling around trying to make a play. There was a deep ball to Jerry Jeudy over the top that got intercepted by Ronald Darby. And again, I don't have a script there, so I'm not. It was not a good ball. It was a bad ball. It was a bad deep ball by Russell. He over the wrong shoulder kind of faded out. But Jerry Jeudy just quit. He just quit running on the route. Like, at that point, go defend the ball. You go play DB. He just quit and let Ronald Darby catch it. And, like, if I was just commenting to myself, but, you know, I just happened to look up and so I was just standing by myself at that point, you know, signing autographs, and I just happened to see it.
You could have made a comment to the person whose autograph you were signing.
Right, but I was just, you know, mumbling under my breath as I do oftentimes. I was like, if Peyton Manning threw that ball and Jerry Jeudy gave you that effort, Jerry Jeudy wouldn't see a ball for 2 days in practice.
Jeudy!
Next on the Morning Brew.
And this ball's clubbed high and deep right center field. Take a good look.
see this from the...
All right, so Drew Goodman there with the call as the Rockies.
I watched that third inning. Boy. Holy Moses.
Well, finally, you know, some on a night, by the way, in which the Rockies rolled out the red carpet to Cardinal fans. You know, proof that, you know, the ballpark and the opposing fans oftentimes are more important than the actual Rockies team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, we're going to come up, we're going to honor Albert Pujols and, you know, come on out and, Cardinal fans, you're welcome. And it was a predominantly Cardinal fan. But the Rockies spoiled the fun for Cardinal Nation by beating them 16-5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan McMahon. Did you see the McMahon home run?
No, I did not.
All right. I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
And when it landed where it landed, I went, did it just land there? Second deck, right center field.
Uh-huh.
495 feet.
That's what you call
dick
a bomb.
Shot. That's a dick shot.
How did our man do?
In a game like that, 22 hits, by the way, for the Rockies.
I know, but how did our man?
I mean, you know he was in on the fun.
Right.
Oh, nope, didn't play.
Ouch.
Next on the morning, bro.
It was predatory behavior. Those are things that we felt, always felt really important for us to address in a way that's responsible.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's going to be suspended for a long time as you prepare your fantasy football drafts. I would take Deshaun Watson off your board. Roger Goodell saying last night, quote, we've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence. There were multiple violations that were egregious, and it was predatory behavior.
Yeah, she even... Sue L. Robinson,
the arbitrator.
Sue L. Robinson put in there predatory behavior, you know? He
minimum of 12 games. Minimum. Minimum of 12.
Well, the NFL...
They want a full...
Well, I mean, if they want a full year, don't they get a full year?
Well,
one thing I know about the NFL, you're not gonna beat them in court. You may have gotten $230 million, but you know what they have more than you? They got money. They got billions. They make $17, $18 billion a year. They will wear you out of money. They're going to get their pound of flesh.
Commissioner Goodell is going to be laying down the hammer here
Yeah.
very soon. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.